When the Red Oak Community School District Board of Directors met on Wednesday, November 19th, one of the agenda items was the discussion and approval of bids for Inman Elementary renovation project. Following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Superintendent Ron Lorenz, and he tells us more.
One of the bigger items on the agenda was the approval of the bids for the Inman Elementary renovation, cafeteria, secure vestibule, that sort of thing that we've talked about for a while now. Tell me about those bids.
Well, the bids were due on Thursday, I think it was November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a number of bids, which we were excited at just the volume. The board reviewed those bids. They approved the lowest responsive bids for each bid package. What we essentially did is went through there, and there were several different bid packages ranging from site demolition to concrete to steel wall erection. And the board approved all of those. A number of those were local companies. We were excited to see that Building Crafts, for instance, secured two of those bids. Camblin Mechanical, Red Oak Glass. So we like it when that money stays in the community.
Yep.
Almost all the bids were approved. There were two bid packages that have to be rebid. The metal wall panel package exceeded the budget, so it was rejected, and a placeholder amount of just over $115,000 was put into the budget so we can make sure that everything's coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the drywall and the metal stud framing package was also rejected due to the fact that it was an incomplete bid. And I think there was a placeholder there of $166,000 was put in there. And those placeholders are important because what we were happy about is that the bids were within the range that was presented in the preliminary budget in August.
So that range is what, 3.2 to 3.7 million?
Correct, yep.
So when you put all this together, Mr. Lorenz, how did it come in? Total package, have you looked at that?
The overall amount was $3,273,000.
Okay. So right in line.
$3.3 million.
Okay.
Now, the one other thing that the board talked about, there were some alternates that were listed. Two of them had to do with flooring. Another had to do with some painting. Those were not time sensitive. They weren't urgent. But there was another ad alternate for a new air handler, a primary air handler at Inman.
Mm-hmm.
And the board did elect to go ahead and approve that.
How much is that?
I think it was $570,000.
Okay. Who's doing that?
The reason that it had to be done approved is because it still has to be designed.
Oh, okay.
Camblin.
Okay.
I believe is the company that's going to do that, but there's still, we still have to figure out what exactly that's going to look like. And I'm scanning down here to try to see what that it was. The alternate was for $566,000.
Okay.
Which Camblin. Isn't it staggering when you start thinking about how much some of this stuff costs?
It is staggering, as a matter of fact. Now, that's in addition to the 3.3.
Yeah.
When will the work get underway?
March.
And then?
We've been told it's going to be concluded before the start of school.
So there should be minimal disruption.
There's going to be some disruption this spring.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to, for instance, move kids out of the cafeteria where we're going to have lunch in classrooms in the media center. Our traffic flow is going to have to be adjusted. So there's going to be some inconvenience. There's going to be some changes that are going to happen this spring. But when you think about construction projects in general and construction timelines, I feel pretty fortunate that it's going to affect essentially 2 months of school.
Who will be the construction manager?
Boyd Jones.
Okay.
And they're the folks that helped us with the last renovation, from my understanding, just a tremendous job. So, and they've proven themselves, through the first steps in this process as well.
Okay.
The thing I always want to say, I come back to this, and you're going to roll your eyes, we are not asking the public for any additional funds. We are using existing funds, PEPL and SAVE dollars, that we have been saving for the past 4 to 5 years in order to do this, because we don't want to put any additional burden on taxpayers.
Superintendent of the Red Oak Community School District, Ron Lorenz, talking with KCSI KOAK Radio. That was following the meeting November 19th in regards to the approval of the bids for the Inman Elementary renovation project. Thanks to Mr. Lorenz for his time and that information.